Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Mother's Day is on Sunday, and we do this as a public service announcement to remind you.
I know it's hard to know what day it is.
Seriously.
Or whatever.
I got reminded yesterday. I was like, oh, man, I don't have a gift. No, they got flower
to
shops
go
are
get
opening.
Them too.
Yeah, I had a panic attack over on Saturday. I was just like, oh, my God. I saw something say Mother's Day, and I was like, oh, my God, is it tomorrow? Bear, quick, get the big poster board that we got. Let's get to it. We got the whole thing done. I was like, oh, I found out we got another week, so we're good. So we actually got to finish ahead of time. All right, we're going to do something that I think is going to be pretty fun. Take a listen to this. It's called Iron Mom.
In a world where you can't go outside and you have to attend school in the dining room, there is a mom making sure you get an A on your math test. She does laundry in a single bound and makes dinner fit for a superhero that you don't appreciate. She works from home, but makes sure you're always happy, and even though her superhuman strength can open any jar, you don't even say thank you. Now is the chance to tell us about your Iron Mom and how thankful you are for her. Mother's Day is this Sunday, and I bet you haven't even bought a card. So Boston, make up for all the things you've done to your mom and call our Iron Mom hotline, 617-564-1041, to leave a message and tell us why Thanos doesn't stand a chance against your Iron Mom.
All right. So that hotline again is 617-564-1041. You'll hear a quick voicemail and wait for the beep and then leave us a message and tell us about the Iron Mom in your life. And we decided to do it on the show first to kind of do a little demonstration of something that you could do for your mom. Here's Kennedy.
Hello, my name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I just want to say thanks to my Iron Mom, MB. She used to read to us every morning before breakfast, which is how we got through the entire Chronicles of Narnia and why I love reading so much now. And she came to all of my plays and musicals and show choir events and videotaped them on a videotape player that at the time was as big as my dog. So, MB, you are my Iron Mom.
Carson and Kennedy's Iron Mom.
Kennedy, that's amazing.
It's the truth.
This picture has a mom from Mean Girls, and she's like, yes, sweetie, you're doing it.
She didn't do the dance part, but she was standing in the back the whole time. It's
love.
Yeah. All right, let's hear Annie Dow, what she has to say about her Iron Mom.
Hey, everybody, it's Annie Dow. I'm from Quincy, Mass., and the Iron Mom in my life is the one, the only Laurie Dow. And my favorite story of all time, I got a handle break in my leg one summer. I used to get stitches all the time. And this woman drove 90, I probably shouldn't say that, but whatever, going to the Kearney Hospital, got me all stitched up. She always just took care of me and put up with my craziness. Laurie, I love you so much. I can't thank you enough for making me into the person I am today. Happy Mother's Day. I can't wait to spend all day with you because we're stuck in the house together. Happy Mother's Day. I love you.
Carson and Kennedy's Iron Mom.
24 hours with me in the living room, Mom.
We know how much I love my mom, Carol. So for my voicemail, I had my son do one for Lana.
Hi, my name is Barrett. I am 9 and I live in Charlestown, MA. My mom is an Iron Mom because she does the laundry, folds my clothes, makes my dinner, and takes care of me. A funny story about her is that she got her master's degree, but didn't know her left from her right.
Carson and Kennedy's Iron Mom.
What did he just do?
That might be the last time we ever see Barrett.
I'm so scared for him. Run away. You can stay at my house.
What
in the hell were you thinking?
I just want you to know, all I said to him when I handed him the phone, I was like, hit this button twice here to call this number. And I just want you to introduce yourself, how you know your name, where you're from, and your age, and then tell some nice things about mom and maybe a funny story. And off he went.
You could have cut that part out, man.
Bro.
Yeah, but she knows her left from her right now, right?
All right, let's hear producer Dan's next.
Hey, what's up? My name is Dan. I'm from Wilmington, and I wanted to nominate my mom, Nancy Breslin, to be an Iron Mom because she made Robert Downey Jr. like a pansy in those movies. My mother beat cancer not once, but two separate occasions, and she did it all with a smile on her face and never missing out on time with me. She's the bravest woman I know, and she was always the loudest person at my hockey games, even when I didn't want her to be. I would say stuff like, Ma, stop, we're not even winning. But now looking back, it's one of the fondest memories I have. I love you, Ma.
Carson and Kennedy's Iron Mom.
I'm not crying, you're crying. Dan,
Get me in a place, bro.
Making me feel some kind of way.
So there you go. That's how Iron Mom works. 617-564-1041. Call right now. Leave us a voicemail, and then we're going to play these back on the air all throughout the week leading up to Mother's Day.
Shouting out your mom on the radio is a solid and free Mother's Day gift.
I'm just saying,
you
right?
You can't go to the store. You are screwed if you haven't done anything.
Yeah,
so here you go.
Yeah,
make her famous.
This is awesome. So again, 617-564-1041 if you want to leave your mom a message for Mother's Day and tell us why she is an Iron Mom.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.